With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Luka with 39 points after the last score and looking to go over the 40-point plateau, and that's exactly what he does because Steph was too small.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Oh, Luka. MVP this year.
Too small.
Just put it
too small in there,
put
too.
Put it in
the hand down.
He did call it. He did call it. Yeah, too small. By the way, Luka Doncic in blood MVP this year. He's going to have, it's going to be a monster year for
he
him.
He can definitely win. There's like not that many people who can win. How many people can win MVP this year? How many players? Just kind of like ballpark it for me. How many do you think can win?
3 to 4, I would say.
I was going to say 4 or 5.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're going to go down a rabbit hole here, and this is not the point of this, but you've already got me started. This is, you know what to do. You push the button, you talk about
it. It's only 421. Like, Hold on. You know, that's all right.
By the way, I do need to tell you this. I recently wrote about at BetQL.com, not just sleepers, but deep sleepers for MVP, Coach of the Year, and NBA Rookie of the Year. So just so you know, it's end of award season porn for anybody that's into that. They were like, nope. Okay. But the worst part is they set stipulations. They're like, all right, I know you want to write this, but you've got to write it with this is like, it's got to be at 80-1 odds, like deep sleeper. I was like, how the hell
that's
am
how
I
like my
sleepers.
This? I like but them I deep. That's how I like them.
Like them yeah. deep. Deep
who
sleepers.
Your, who is Mel- your deep sleeper for rookie of the year? It like always goes to one of the favorites. Like, how could you have
yeah.
a deep sleeper for that?
It was. I was like, there's no way this happens. I think it was I put Sochan in San Antonio.
Oh yeah. I think it's Sohan.
Because he
I
was like
Sohan, right?
Sohan, I mean, yeah, yeah, yeah. I always think there are certain names I still say wrong that are rookies, and he's one of them. Yeah. But yeah, Sohan. But like Sohan.
He's awesome. Like he's really awesome.
He is.
So I actually guess that's like the best one you could have done, probably. I don't think he's gonna win,
yeah.
but that's like a really good
No. But he was, I think it was like at 40-1 or something like, I can't remember what it is now. I think it's sitting at 41.
He's 50
I don't know
Rivers.
Which book I used at that point.
A deep cut.
Yeah, that's actually better. So you got better price at Bet Rivers. So don't mess with the Sohan and take him at 50-1. Because we know San Antonio's tanking. You don't have to win Rookie of the Year. And there's a G League team that he's playing with. So, you know, but no, it's too talented of a class. It's going to be one of the top 4 or 5 guys that were drafted. So anyway, I'm not going to go down that road because you've done this and my head is spinning and I'm thinking of other things. So we're not going to do it. You and I have three
I can't
of
give
our
you my
favorite
MVP
win
group.
Totals.
I'm going to give you my MVP group.
All right, give me your MVP. All right, look.
I want somebody to write this down.
The show.
I want them to see,
okay.
I want them to see right. how right I am.
All right. Okay.
The NBA, and we don't have to clip this, or maybe we clip it and like save it and only use it if I'm right. That would be really devious. the NBA most valuable player will be one of these. Oh, could I go 4? Oh, I could. I definitely could. Yeah. The NBA most valuable player will be one of these 4 players this year. It's the Ken Barkley guarantee. It's the August 18th Ken Barkley guarantee.
I guarantee.
Until I bet a lot of money on someone else because the first 3 weeks of the season go a certain way. But for right now, the Ken Barkley guarantee. The NBA most valuable player will be one of these 4 players. Luka. Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Ja Morant.
Mm-hmm.
Or Devin Booker. It'll be one of those 4 players.
Ooh, okay. You went the, it's either guys that are next guy up. It's either all 3 of them are next guy up, and one of them is should have won, could have won, oops, missed out on somebody that already won one. if that makes sense. I know what you mean. Yeah, I know exactly where you're going with this. Yeah. They're right in their window. Luka still makes the most sense, but Embiid, I feel like Embiid is the one that's going to be the most likely to overtake him if all things are equal, they're all healthy, and all the teams have, you know, their teams have great years. Because Joel Embiid was the favorite for a good portion of last year, and then he lost to Jokic. This may be the, all right, you're next in line, and then he's the only one I feel like that could overtake Luka. But I like the Devin Booker, and John Morant makes sense because he was in the conversation last year. Devin Booker, if Phoenix continues to be atop of the Western Conference, there's at least a chance he's in that conversation.
I'm very excited for the Ken Barkley guarantee to fall apart, like on what day? What's the first day of the season? Like October 16th or something?
October 18th.
I'm excited.
18th.
By Halloween, this entire thing will fall. We'll be clipping off. Ken Barkley says why Trae Young is locked to an MVP. That'll be happening. But that's my August 18th. I mean, I'm going to take that pool into the season. I'm not adding anybody.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to BOLL&Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unless
Devin Booker
add Zion,
20-1,
he looks awesome. I could add Zion too.
He'd have to. He's got to play. He's got to play enough games. And
yeah,
also,
I made
you
a pool
to
of four that
like,
has to have the winner. Is it weird that he's the one that scares me the most, and not like Steph Curry or Kevin Durant or somebody?
Oh, to jump into that pool, you're saying
to not be one of the four pool guys that win? Yeah.
But okay. You're saying then that the Pelicans are going to – I mean, I think the Pelicans are going to be much better this year. But
you're
going to
start
they got to be like
overs?
Top four.
That's my number one.
We can, actually, since the Pelicans are your team. So this is perfect. Let's just tie it in there because otherwise I'm going to talk MVP with you for 20 minutes. But, so you – because you like the Pelicans. So where do you see them going this year then to even consider Zion being there? Because that's – you got to be like a top four team in the Western Conference then for Zion to be in a true consideration for MVP.
Yeah, this is so we're going to do our three favorite NBA win totals. I'm not going to say, don't think that I'm ranking them 1, 2, 3. Like, one is not a more confident pick than two. These are just three that I really like in any order. We're just doing this because I just talked about Zion. The Pelicans win total at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, is 43.5. It's actually been bet down a win from when it opened in a couple other places. Last year, they won 36 games. Their expectation was 38 wins. This seems like nothing, probably to a lot of people. If it starts to look like Zion's going to play early, and I don't mean like kind of like the rumors and even reporting we get right now, as that seems to be more and more certain that like early in the season, maybe it's opening night, maybe it's not, that we get him. The thing I would look for in a win total in general is like rather than hem and haw over like one or two wins, I would think about like, is there an implication with this win total about like what tier this team is in? Because, like, some win totals are just like, they're close enough. Like you can squabble with like, you know, should Denver be 49.5 or 50.5? I don't know. But like the implication is they're a top four seed in the West. And I agree. So like maybe it's 48, maybe it's 52. But like the win total like properly places them in the context of the conference. And then like after that, yeah, if you want to really like hem and haw for like the 1-2 win difference is great. New Orleans is being projected like they're really going to struggle to make the play-in tournament. And I think if Zion plays this year, they have in way too much talent for that to actually be true. And maybe they suffer the injury instead of somebody else. Maybe it's Zion again. Maybe it's Brandon Ingram, whatever. But like the team that played in the playoffs last year, plus Herb Jones a year older, where he's actually going to start. I wouldn't be surprised if he got like second team all defense votes this year. Like it's actually totally possible. And Zion in that mix. Remember they got McCollum middle of the season, full off season. Like there's just, they're almost like too good for this to possibly be the number. And it's like, well, where are the wins going to come from? I mean, it could be a 10th of a win from a bunch of teams. Like it doesn't have to all come from one place. Basically they're rated basically like the 8th best team in the West, the 9th best team in the West, depending on how the Lakers number settles. It's just the implication there is like struggle to make the playoffs. I just think the roster, like that doesn't, they're much more likely to be to exceed expectations than that. So I just think even like the tier that they're being placed in is, I think, like incorrect, actually. And I think they kind of belong up there a little bit more with like Minnesota and the Lakers, given all their injury problems. And even Dallas to a certain extent, like in the regular season. Playoffs is a completely different conversation. I don't know what playoff team they're going to be. But regular season, I think they can win a ton of games.
The interesting thing, if you look at the Pelicans, I mean, they've built this roster up through a lot of young talent and the Anthony Davis trade with all these picks, and David Griffin just has given him this opportunity to be this young team that's ready to take the next step. But it's taken a couple of years and people forgot about him. And you look at the way they started last year, they were, you know, what, 2-14, 3-16, going down that realm of like, they're going to fire Willie Green, their head coach, by like halfway through the season. And all of a sudden they flip the switch and everything clicks for them. And you now look at, I'm not looking at them as a team that's going to make a jump necessarily like the Grizzlies did last year, or even maybe in the realm of Minnesota, just because Minnesota was on the back end of the playoff bracket once they got in and they were a
play-in team. Why couldn't they be Memphis? Why couldn't they be Memphis? We didn't think Memphis was going to be Memphis. So
that's a 20-game improvement, though. You could see a 20-game improvement from New Orleans. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Zion,
out in the West.
The year before Zion sat, he averaged like 28 points per game, and he broke a bunch of offensive efficiency records. Like, what's a more in-prime version of that player going to do with a team that already made the playoffs?
The only thing that concerns me is you look at the Clippers are going to be better, so that's more wins for the, you know, teams like the Clippers, who I think will jump the Pelicans in the standings. There's a team, you know, like the Nuggets, where if they're healthy, they're winning more than 48 games next year. So the only thing that's... both conferences felt a little more spread out. The East was super deep last year. When you look at 43 wins for the 10th seed in the Charlotte Hornets, they won't win 43 games this year. They've got a mess they have to deal with now, obviously, with Bridges, and he's not going to be on the roster. That's their second best player. But, you know, the West has some of that too, where you've got some teams, even the Lakers will probably win more than 33 games. So it's going to be that much tougher out there in the Western Conference with three or four improved teams that – I just don't know if I see a 20-game improvement for the Pelicans. I like the Pelicans like you. I think this team is going to make a jump, but it may be from 36 to maybe 42, 43 wins, as opposed to going where Memphis went, where they won 56 games last year, and they went from, oh, this cute little young team, to, oh, my God, Ja Morant's the MVP, and they may have the best record in the NBA when it's all said and done.
Sure. Yeah, I think it's just like, is the – even if you think there's a difference between New Orleans and the Lakers and Minnesota and Dallas – should the difference be as large as it is in the market? 2 wins to the Lakers, 5 to Dallas, 4 to Minnesota. Keep in mind, I mean, it's 5 to Memphis, who's not going to have Jaren Jackson Jr. for a large part of the season. So, like, that big, like, that's, I mean, same gap from them to Charlotte, you know? I mean, just, like, going down. Like, I mean, just, like, it's a huge implied difference. I think New Orleans is, even if you want to argue that they're not as good as those teams, I think they are way closer to those teams than like 10% of their wins. Like, I mean, it's just, it's like a massive, that gap, there are two massive gaps. There's that gap, and then the gap from like New Orleans to Portland, and then Portland to everybody else. It's actually really funny. But I think New Orleans is much more likely to be closer to that top pack than anything with the Blazers or anything down with Sacramento, who I know maybe is a team that you want to talk about at some point.
Maybe, maybe. If you're just trying to get me to...
Are they one of your three? I don't think I heard him with your three. Are they one of your three?
No, I didn't have him in my three. I've got three that I'm more confident
under for the whole bankroll? Entire bankroll?
Entire bankroll. Under 32 and a half. Take that, Kings Twitter. Under 32 and a half. No, here's... I'll be more confident in the Pelicans if you give me what Zion's weight is when the season starts. Like, I want to know that he's really in shape.
Well, that's what I said. As it starts to look more likely. Yeah, as it starts to look more likely. I don't think the number is going to skyrocket when he looks slightly thinner. I don't think that's really going to happen. I think they're settled in this number because everybody correctly thinks the Western Conference in the top of the West is pretty good. So I don't think you actually have to like guess and bet early. I think you just wait. But I think if that looks like it's becoming more of a reality, it's like the one returning player who can have, it's probably the returning player who can have the biggest seismic impact on a win total. And that includes Jamal Murray because Denver won a ton of games anyway. Like that's, I guess the Clippers, guys. That was a stupid answer. Okay, Kawhi, I guess, is the right answer to that. But how many games is he going to play this year? And, like, do we even know where he is for the last ever? So it's just like, I don't know. There's a lot. But, like, Zion's really up there, I guess, is the point.
I saw offseason workouts from him that also showed that he gained weight, like muscle. So he's gotten bigger and stronger. Hey, this is what everybody loves to do this in the offseason. It's either the, oh, he's working on his jump shot, usually involving Ben Simmons, and that's never changed. You got those videos of him playing against guys that are like my size. You're like, look at Ben Simmons. He's shooting threes. Nope, still the same form. Never mind, can't shoot. Or it's somebody isn't in the same bad shape they were before. Zion, Luka, you name it, you find those guys. It's always that. Oh, he's looking cut. He's looking better this time around. All of it's going to be different. He's been working out with The Rock. Okay. Let's see that actually translate. I don't buy into any of those offseason workouts or pictures of they're in shape or whatever the case is. Show me once the season starts. But Zion having a healthy year is great for the NBA. I mean, that's somebody that will look. Zion would be in the MVP conversation if the Pelicans were to be on pace to win, let's say even 50 games next year, because of still the hype and the excitement around Zion, and he plays a majority of the season. Yeah, he's in the MVP conversation. He'd be the one that would ruin your party there. But I still feel like there is enough names ahead of him right now that would probably hold it off a year where it would be the, okay, you made it to this point. We'll get you there after. Like Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards may be in the conversation this year. If the Timberwolves get to the point where they're winning, you know, they have a 50 game on, you know, they're on pace to win 50 games this coming season. Anthony Edwards will be in the Ja Morant category of last year, which I think we should just start calling that the Ja Morant category. Zion and Anthony Edwards will be the Ja Morants this year, where it's like they're probably not going to win, but their teams are much better. So you put them at least in the conversation, give them the respect, and know that in a year or two they might win it.
Yeah, I think just – I don't think Zion's going to win this year. But, like
– yeah.
I just wonder if he's the type of transcendent player where, like, he doesn't have to finish in the top five to win because he already kind of had a crazy year and this career has been so bizarre already. Like, I'm not going to bet him, but it concerns me. I guess that would be like the, which doesn't make sense because I haven't bet a ton into MVP yet, but like, he is a player who I think about for MVP far more than I think about probably players that a lot of people think about. Like, I don't think about Jokic very much, but I think about Zion Williamson. Like I do for MVP betting. That's what I do.
Jokic has won two already, so I think we can rule him out. We know how this goes. We've done the history. Jokic is not winning. It's not happening. All right, rest of our favorite win totals in the NBA coming up. You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.